Morning, everybody. So it's one of those things, every now and then the Lord just put something on my heart. And this morning I got up and I was like, okay, what's going on today? And I was, you know, normally I go out and I pick up a couple of kids to take to church. And I got a message, hey, we're you don't need to pick us up today. And I was like, okay. And I got to church, and I was downstairs doing some things, and something just started pulling on me. It's like, there's a reason that you didn't have to pick them up, because I have a message to give you. So I went home, and I was like, what's going on? So he gave me this penny. And I wrote a little story about it this morning. Here's your penny. It's not much, but it's yours. You can do with it whatever you want. But come the end of the day, it will be spent, whether you do anything with it or not. Here's your penny. And for the same price of that penny, you can exchange it for a million. This is the gift that is being offered. Here is your penny. By itself, it can't do much. Its true value is found when used and purposed with other pennies. Here is your penny. It's the actual cost of a penny is more than it makes than its true value. But unlike a penny, your life is invaluable to its maker. So I'm going to share some words from Luke 17, 5 through 10. So the Lord said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to the mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. And which of you have a servant plowing or tending a sheep, will you say to him when he has come in from the field, come at once and sit down to eat, but will not rather say to him, prepare something for my supper and gird yourself and serve me until you have eaten and drunk, and afterwards you can eat and drink. Does he thank the servant because he did the things that were commanded of him? I think not. So likewise you have done all those things which have you are commanded. We are unprofitable servants. We have done what is our duty. Lord, I'd just like to thank you for the things that we have in our lives, and understand the purpose that we have, each and every one of us, that our lives together are more than the individual values of it. That we, as a community, can reach out and pull things together that seem to be impossible, because it is your power that's interconnecting us, your power and your strength, and all of it to your glory, Lord. So I ask for your continued spirit pouring out to understand that we are rebellious children, but you love us just the same, Lord. That you give us strength when we don't know strength in our times of weakness, Lord. That when we think things are falling apart, Lord, that you are the one that's bringing it together. You are the one that surrounds us and holds us firm, Lord. That we can stand upon the solid rock and know that no matter how high the sea may rise, that you are there and will never falter. So we thank you, and bless your precious name.